I'll now call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:32 p.m. on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum present today, Senator Lukey Tobin, Senator Rob Myers, and myself, Chair James Coffin. I see no other legislators in the room, so we'll continue. Staffing the committee today is our LIO moderator, Dylan Williams, and Lisa Denny from Records. Our Transportation Committee aide, as always, is Ms. Emma Torkelson. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone to turn off or silence your cell phones. Good catch, James. At this time, I'd like to remind, we did that. All right, so today's agenda consists of two items, SB 141 by Senator Hoffman and SB 129 by Senator Myers. First up, we'll have Senate Bill 141. This is the first hearing of this bill. Today, it's my intention to adopt a Transportation Committee substitute, hear a bill introduction, take questions from committee members, and then hold the bill for further considerations. With that, we will begin by taking up committee substitute for SB 141 for a minor technical clerical change. And so, Senator Myers, can I get a motion to adopt the committee substitute as our working document?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 141, Work Order 33- Lima Sierra 0717/Bravo before the committee as our working document.
Nicely done. And at that, I will object for the purpose of discussion and invite Emma Torkelson, Transportation Committee aide, to come forward and explain the summary of changes.
Thank you, Chair Coffman and members of the Senate Transportation Committee. For the record, Emma Torkelson, staff to the Senate Transportation Committee, and Senator Coffman. As you mentioned, technical error, we're just changing the bill number or the bridge number that we're designating, the Raymond and Esther Conquest Bridge, from 1802 to 1902 to designate the correct bridge. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. And so now I will remove my objection for adopting this CS as our working document. Are there any further objections? Seeing and hearing none, we'll say the committee substitute for SB 141 version B has been adopted as our working document. Now I'd like to invite Mr. Sam Greeley, staff to Senator Hoffman, to join us at the table and give us an introduction to the bill and run through the sectional analysis.
For the record, this is Sam Greeley, staff to Senator Hoffman. I'm here to go over the sectional. It's a one-section bill. Section 1 changes the Wood-Tikchik Bridge to the Raymond and Esther Conquest Bridge. And that's it for the sectional. Happy to go over the sponsor statement if it's...
Please, if you would. Let's
roll. So on March 22nd of 2023, the Aleknagik City Council and the Aleknagik Tribal Council adopted a joint resolution requesting the legislature change the name of the Wood River Bridge to the Raymond and Esther Conquest Bridge. A little background information on Raymond and Esther. Raymond, he was born in the Bethel area. He ended up after his family members passed away. He ended up living with an elderly couple who sent him to a Catholic orphanage in Holy Cross. He then ran away at 11. Hopped on a steamboat and ended up in Dillingham, where he eventually got a job working for DOT as a heavy equipment instructor, operator, working on the Lake Aleknagik Road at the time, which is better known as the gateway to the Wood-Tikchik State Park. Raymond would later become a caretaker in the park on the second lake. It's the Nurka Lodge up there. During that time, he met his wife, Esther, who was also a caretaker at the lodge. Both of those two commercial fished for 20 years. Raymond, he owned the Ricky T, and shortly after, he bought a boat called the Gypsy. And they would fish the Nooshigak and would later go to the Togiak fishing areas. They were fishing sockeye salmon. Raymond was an avid hunter and trapper. His wife, Esther, was a craftsman. She would make dolls. She was the 2007 Bristol Bay Native Corporation Elder of the Year. And with that, Open for questions.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? It looks like we have no questions.
Thank you.
I'm gonna take a brief at ease. All right. Thank you for that. Well, if we have no further questions or items of discussion, I'm going to go ahead and put an amendment deadline for SB 141 on Wednesday, January 24th at 5 p.m. So if you have any amendments, which hard to imagine, but it could happen, I guess, please deliver electronic hard copies of any amendments to my office by that time. And so with that, we're going to set this bill aside. So thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you, guys.
Brief at ease. All right, we're back on the record. Next, we'll take up Senate Bill 129 by Senator Myers. We had an introductory hearing of this bill last session on May 4th. It is my intention to take public testimony and then look at the will of committee. So before we go into public testimony, Senator Myers, did you want to make any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, yeah, just a couple of quick reminders of the bill since it's been, 7 months since we last spoke about it. So currently DOT is building a bike path as part of some other projects in the area connecting Badger Road to the Fairbanks area. As of right now, there is no bike or pedestrian path between the two. We've got a nice bike path around Badger Road, and then got a lot of sidewalks and bike paths around Fairbanks, of course. But this would be the first time we're actually able to connect the two. That's supposed to be complete later this summer. And this why we brought this bill forward. We're trying to honor Mr. Matt Glover, who was an avid cyclist around the Fairbanks area, very well known in the Fairbanks Cycling Club. He lived out in the North Pole area, worked for the Alaska Railroad, biked to work every day, even down into some of the crazy weather that Fairbanks is experiencing right now. My wife told me this morning it's about 40 below. But tragically, in October of 22, he was killed in a crash on the Richardson Highway and while riding his bicycle on the way to work. We believe that naming this bike path is an appropriate honor for him because of his interest in cycling and as well as helping to remind everybody about safety, dealing with bicycles and motorists and pedestrians on the road. That's been a growing issue around Alaska and around the country lately. So I think that's kind of the gist of it. And with that, Mr. Chairman, it's up to you.
Okay, thank you. Before we move to public testimony, I just want to make notice that Andy Mills, legislative liaison for DOT, is on the line. And so he's available if we have any questions. Yes, please, do you? Senator Tobin.
Thank you, Chair Kaufman. Mr. Mills, I do have a question about the fiscal note, and I hope that you can just provide some information here. As I see, there will be two naming signs that will be placed at each end of the bike path. However, those will be covered by a future project in terms of impact or fiscal impact. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Yes, through the Chair, Senator Tobin. Thank you. Andy Mills, legislative liaison for DOT. Because we have an existing project at that site, we incorporate the cost of that signage. We would normally be placing signage in a project, so it's part of the project cost. In this case, it is the purview of the legislature to name infrastructure. And so because there's an active project, which I did confirm for the sponsor's office, that we do anticipate finishing that at the end of the 24 construction season, this bike path. That signage would be covered under that project as it's still open and has funding available for signs.
Thank you. And out of curiosity, what is the replacement time frame for such signage? Will these pieces need to be updated at a later date, or will they need to be replaced at a later date?
Thank you, Senator Tobin. Normally, through the chair, the signage that we have has a life cycle that is dependent on wear. So future replacement of that sign would be cared for in our normal program. This signage is being taken care of as part of the project, and so therefore, because there's an active project, there's no additional cost now. That future cost would be accounted for in our regular sign replacement program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, so we'll now move to public testimony. First, is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, we'll go to the phones. And I see Celia Staples, family relation to Matt Glover. Ms. Staples, please put yourself on the record. You have 2 minutes or less if you need it.
Thank you. My name is Celia Staples, and I am testifying for the importance of Bill SB 129, an act of naming the Matt Glover Bike Path. I want to thank Senator Myers for bringing the SB 129 bill forward in honor of Matt Glover. I am speaking today because I feel it's important that you hear our words versus quickly reading them in your notes. I definitely support this bill that Senator Myers has brought forth, and I pray for his colleagues on this committee and all others who will vote for this bill will understand the importance of naming this bill in honor of Matt to the people of Fairbanks, North Pole, and his family. As you have already heard, Matt is an avid bike rider, riding over 1,000 miles each year. I know that he preferred his bike to driving his truck as long as the roads and the weather allowed him to ride. Matt was and always will be my son-in-law. He was a man that every mother would want for her daughter. He was kind, thoughtful, generous, soft-spoken. He was always there to help a stranger or a friend in need and always had a broad smile. His smile would make others smile. He is missed not only by his family, but by many in the Fairbanks and North Pole community. Today, I would rather Matt be here for my daughter, his family, and for him to be able to ride safely on this new bike path to work each day. That cannot be. This path comes too late for Matt, but not for others Matt has encouraged to ride, including his wife, my daughter, Arianne, and others in the Fairbanks cycling community. I am asking that you would vote to move forward SB 129 in honor of Matt, an avid and inspirational cyclist. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Staples. We appreciate your testimony today. And seeing no one else online, I'm going to close public testimony. And I'm going to take a brief at ease at this moment. All right. So we've closed public testimony. And Senator Myers, do you have any further comments on SB 129?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just say happy that the committee's hearing the bill again. Hopefully that we're passing it out and that we can move forward. Get this done before this year is out, with the bike path being built, and happy to hear the testimony from Matt's mother-in-law. Happy to keep moving this piece forward.
Thank you. Well, seeing no objection to this, Senator Tobin, do I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is my privilege and honor to move Senate Bill 129, Work Order 33-LS0694/A from committee with the attached individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Thank you. With that, SB 129 Version A moves from committee. I will authorize legislative legal and make technical conforming changes. I will now take a brief at ease as we sign the paperwork. on the record. So in wrap-up, I will thank committee members for being here, for your attention today, and those who testified. Certainly appreciate it. And also the LIO support staff folks. I want to recognize the folks that came in and the staff that did cleanup, shifting from the press conference. It's amazing to watch the teamwork of coming in, grabbing cups, and getting the room ready and doing it quickly. So our next regularly scheduled meeting will be Thursday, January 25th, when we'll be taking public testimony on SB 141. This meeting is now adjourned at 1:48 p.m. Thank you, everyone.